and verbalizing expectations. How many couples do this? How many couples have an open, honest discussion before marriage or at the time of marriage about the expectations they have regarding the sexual relationship? Most of those, many of those expectations are unconscious, and so we don't even think about it. But it would be a good idea, wouldn't it? Because, you know, sometimes people think that 3, 4, 5 times a week, some extreme cases 3, 4, 5 times a day, people actually expect that unrealistically. And the other person might have the thought that, oh yeah, well it'll be great at first, but you know, we'll get tired of that like everything else. And that's that person's expectations. And so, later on, somebody feels cheated or infringed upon. People end up having sex out of obligation. And this is a very important thing. If you choose to be with your partner and you don't really want to be, you are victimizing yourself. Now, I say that with some reservation because I do believe if you can get yourself to make love in a total sense, it can heal that reluctance and resistance you have. So when we get into that subject of making love, we'll talk about some of those dimensions to lovemaking that are not just sexual.